Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hotscast number 45.
Hello out there. This is Samwise Didier, and you're listening to Hotscast for the Storm.
Five, four, three, two, one. Let the battle begin.
Hell yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Heart of the Storm. This is Hotscast, episode number 45, recorded 10 p.m. on the right coast, 24th May, March. Excuse me. What? 24th March, 2015. I am in the future. Hotscast is the podcast for the people, the players, the heroes, covering all the awesome that is the Blizzard Entertainment Brawler, Heroes of the Storm. I am your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon. With me, as always, are my intrepid co-hosts. First up, we have Mike, a.k.a. Fimless, a.k.a. Ermigermicatus at Ermount!
Yes. So my quote this week
that was really
is
loud,
very obvious. And I didn't have time because I was busy eating my dinner before the show.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
So my quote is, "You can be my hero, baby."
Are you talking about Enrique Iglesias?
Can we call you Eddie?
Okay, I thought maybe I was just like reading too much into that. I'm like,
you can call me.
No,
you can call into it. Me. See, I have no idea. That goes right over my head. I don't think I've ever listened to an Enrique Iglesias song willingly
that was like
in my life.
The 90s.
On the radio.
Or the 2000s.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that kind of radio.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Mike, what have you been up to?
I played blackjack a lot.
I see that. Blackjack.
Well, I did, actually.
Like really, with physical cards?
I was
like
in Vegas.
Actual
I was in Vegas.
Analog
I actually
cards.
Sat at a table with real people. And
real
do
people?
Have the
why would you want to do that?
Table.
Why would you want to? Why would you want to game with real people?
You know, I could like touch. I could get a virus or
Well, you have a perfectly good monitor that you can.
I know, I know.
You know,
I was in Vegas for a conference, so I played blackjack a little bit. Ate way too much. Walked way too much. Played D3 a little while I was there, like one time, and did play D3 last night. Got with the 100% XP bonus. Woo!
Oh, I know.
And now that the season is ending, I
yes.
got my fourth seasonal character to 70.
Oh, nice.
So,
very nice.
Yeah. So
very
yeah.
nice. So yeah, I'm going to try to finish out my Paragon 100 before the season ends. I'm at like 33, I think. Something like that.
Yeah.
Paragon level.
I'm like at Paragon 130 something on my seasonal, which is I'm 80
wow.
on my non-seasonal.
I know. Right. I'm this. Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm looking forward to it to transfer over.
So anyway, did a lot of that. And
cool.
That's about it for gaming, I think.
Okay, that's fine. Really, let's keep rolling.
Vegas, so.
I do want to point out one. Season 3 is ending, or 2 is ending on a weird day, Sunday.
Yeah. The 5th and
Halloween,
starting on the 10th.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Which is Friday.
Yeah, which is very interesting, both of those. Although I will say it is my birthday that it's ending on. So just saying.
Well, happy birthday coming up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Next up, we have Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char, a.k.a. Ermigermicatus, and her mount, it turns into a jet and it flies!
I think, guys, I think Real might be excited.
I'm a little excited. If I had $15, I would be buying it right now.
welcome back, guys. We missed you guys last week while we were streaming. I don't pay attention to the chat like at all because I only have one monitor like a chump. But anyways, I don't have a quote this week because something hilarious happened in Heroes of the Storm that I wanted to tell you guys about.
Nothing wrong with that.
I am extremely sarcastic and I like to tell really bad jokes. And if you've ever seen CSI Miami, you know that the main character, he like always says something really witty and then puts on his sunglasses or whatever. So I was playing.
Side. He also has a side. He has to throw some of the best, his good side. He has to be.
Yeah. So I was playing with an Illidan, and I watched the Illidan get completely and utterly just decimated, and I was like, hey, Illidan, ... it looks like ... you were not prepared. And then I was like, yeah! pants on, sunglasses. He cursed me out. He was pissed. He thought I was picking on him.
Well, you were.
If you're listening, Illidan player, I was merely amusing myself with a bad joke. I was really not trying to pick on you. But
did you see the? Did you watch the Carbot Heroes of the Dorm commercial thing?
No. I did not.
Oh, yeah. You need to watch it because at the end.
Shoot, I wanted to watch that. The animation dude. He does all the animation things. Oh, he's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Carbot. And the end is a you are not prepared.
Oh, nice.
It's really hilarious. It's really good.
Nice.
I was like,
so, Kaylee, what have you been playing this week?
Well, obviously not Heroes of the Storm, since I had a story about it.
Yeah, right.
I've been playing a lot of Heroes. I'm like level 25. And I have a bunch of
40.
Whatever, I'm getting there. I have a bunch of my individual heroes up to 5 or above. Vala's 10, of course, because I play her all the time. And what else did I do? Oh, I bought a stim pack, so nice. I'm playing with Joel on the bonus XP, and I have a stim pack. So it's like every game is like almost 400,000 XP. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome. So it's totally worth $3.99. I'll take it.
Awesome, Blossom.
Nice.
Oh, and I started up my Netflix account again, which was a bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea? You put that in there, and I'm curious, why would that
because
be a bad idea?
I already don't have enough time for everything that I try to do, and then I'm like, here, I need to throw Netflix in here so that I get addicted to another show that I haven't started watching yet. It's like...
What show are you getting addicted to again?
Well, I haven't watched Dexter yet.
Yeah, and I need to watch Dexter.
I haven't watched American Horror Story yet.
That I don't need to watch.
I haven't watched the last season of House.
I have not watched that either.
Half season of Breaking Bad. Like, I know what happens in like all these shows because I read the spoilers.
Right. Are we actually live? I guess we are. It didn't tweet.
Everybody dies in the end. They're in purgatory.
Usually no.
Yes.
It was all a dream.
But
I did actually just starting.
There's all the answers to all the
thanks to Netflix, I started watching Mad Men. And I'm now working my way through that.
That's on my list eventually.
Yeah. I have Netflix and don't watch anything.
What?
So. What is wrong with you?
I started watching Parallels, which is Parallels, like about this building that goes between parallel Earths, kind of like...
Sorry for the typing.
What was the show that when they jump through parallel Earths all the time? Sliders.
Oh, gosh, exactly. With Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, it's called Parallels, and it's new. Ish, and it's just an hour and a half. It's like a pilot. They haven't actually done the rest of them yet. It was okay. I watched like half of it, and then I don't know. I don't watch anything. I don't watch TV. I stopped. Well,
if you have Netflix,
cured. I'm it cured.
Is, you're not cured. There's so much good TV right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I know. I'm cured though.
No, you're not cured.
Only thing watch I watch Peaky is Doctor Blinders. Who? Only thing I watch is Doctor Who.
Watch Peaky Blinders. It'll blow your blow your socks off. It's
so when I were watching dinosaurs,
I watch anything
over dinner. You remember the Ultra Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Not the mama.
We're watching that over dinner. It's a great
Such a good show. Such a good show.
We didn't want to go off on a
team. No, I know. You know what it is? I'm tweeting because I noticed it didn't tweet out that we're live. Because Twitch got hacked.
I don't know because it's all broken.
Because Twitch got the hacksered.
Is this sucks?
Well, while you're tweeting, I will talk about the.
I'm done tweeting. I'm done.
Sales.
I'm putting my tweets away.
Well, fine. Wait, I'm going to talk about it anyways. So the
wait, I didn't get to say my week in gaming.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. Sorry.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? Hey, I'm walking in.
Please.
All right.
Please share.
Played a lot of heroes. A lot of heroes. I got up to rank 43 in Hero League. I was on a 7-game winning streak and then lost 4 in a row. So I'm back down to 44. Not happy about it. Really not happy about it. Like, had to like get up and walk away and take a breather. Not happy about it. Anyway, did have some really amazing matches though. Been working on my Thrall game, been working on my Zeratul actually. Feel like I've pretty much mastered Uther, Tassadar, and Tyrael. I don't think I can get any better with those three. So I'm working Thrall into the mix, Zeratul. What else was I working on? Oh, and Brightwing. I've been working on my Brightwing game. Been getting good with those guys in quick match. Played some Diablo 3. I am trying, like I said, trying to get my monk up to Paragon level 100 before.
I saw you on last night.
Yeah. I figured it's ending. I need to cap that out.
Buckle down.
And I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in D3. I'm going to continue my naming nomenclature. I have Tallahassee and Columbus. And so my next will be, help me out. What were their names? What were the girls from Zombieland? Zombieland. Yeah. What were their names?
It's been so long.
Oh, frack. But whatever their names are, because I had two male characters. Now I'm going to do two female characters as their names through the seasons. So I'm either going to do another Demon Hunter or possibly...
Wichita.
Thank you.
Little Rock.
Little Rock. Thank you. So Wichita and Little Rock will be either another Demon Hunter or another Wizard.
You could also name it Birthday Princess.
I could. You're right. But I'm not. So that's been my week in gaming.
406.
I also backed with a credit card. I backed a Kickstarter for a little game called Crowfall, which I know Mike backed because of me. And oh my god, it looks so good! I can't wait! So excited!
It's almost done. It's almost done with the Kickstarter.
But I really hope they hit. What is it? 15K backers. Because that unlocks that very last thing, which was, Minotaur, which is going to be incredible. Minotaur. Yeah, that'll be incredible.
They've unlocked a lot of stuff.
Good. Yes. Samara, the girl from the movie The Ring who comes... No, Ivanov, I'm not going to use that creepy girl's name from The Ring. No, just conjuring up that image of the trailer in my mind is freaking me out right now. I don't like horror movies. I'm a wuss.
They're making a prequel. They're making the prequel.
I don't want to watch a prequel of a horror movie. I don't want to watch a horror movie. I hate it. Anyway.
This is why we don't agree on anything.
I'm a baby. I am scared to derf of that kind of stuff. Why do I keep talking in Irma Gerd speak? I don't know why.
I don't know.
Let's go to the sale.
Tassadar.
Tassadar. Sales and Tassadar. Free hero rotation.
That's the name of a show. I blame Tassadar.
That is the name of a show. I blame Tassadar. That's good. All right. sales and free hero rotation of the week.
Actually, that's the name of our team.
Oh, that's a good name.
Ooh, that's good.
Is that too long? I don't know if that's
no. Right. I actually, just so you guys know, I'm actually considering opening up a second BattleNet account and leveling a second Heroes account to 30. That way I can play inebriated and to have fun and not get pissed off if I lose Hero League rank. So just saying, I might be doing that.
That's called a Smurf.
Exactly. And the name of the account will be Rillin Smurf.
Rillin Smurf.
Well, I have lots and lots of keys because they sent me 5 keys.
Yeah, I know. I got that too.
I know once any of
them. Yeah, did you get that, Kaylee?
Yeah, I have 5 keys.
You can start a team. They give you 4 keys.
Four keys for friends.
Yeah. For friends.
Oh, no, I didn't. I've tried to make a Heroes of the Dorm group, but none of my classmates are into gaming, apparently.
You know, it's like... You go to school with a bunch of smart people or something.
I guess when you get to the doctoral level, people start responsible students start.
When they're investing the amount of time it takes to get a PhD, they probably don't end up gaming a lot.
That's why I'm writing my dissertation on video games.
On video games. Yes, exactly. Please work into that in some way, the song Video Games from Lana Del Rey. I would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, thanks. Bye. No, you can do that. But you're doing a slideshow. I know you're going to do a PowerPoint at some point. Just have it be...
No,
you can do that. It's all right. I'm giving you permission.
It's paper.
It's good.
Yeah, it's just a
paper. No. There'll be a slideshow. And you can document. Have... All right. Anyway. No, I'm not watching the Japanese version. It's even
videos,
worse.
You can embed videos into Word document.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure my instructor would be like, WTF.
All right.
You
print it. You're like, what the hell is it? Okay, sorry. Free... Oh, no.
Well, no, let's do the sales first. Mike, what's on sale? Tell us what's on sale.
March 23rd to the 30th, the awesome and always great, in addition to awesome, is Asmodan is on sale Asmodan. For
$4.99.
The Asmodan Azguldan skin.
Yes.
The Azguldan Asmodan skin is on sale for $3.74 for the amazingly weird price of $3.74.
Yeah,
and
that almost sounds like a rounding error.
That's because it's
It's like a $7.99 or $7.49 skin. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. $7.49 and half is whatever. Right. Yeah. So it's $374.50.
Heartburn. I'm taking heartburn.
And then the Cyberac Anubarak skin, which I already have. I think I have all of those actually.
Oh, the Anubes.
Sale price of $4.99. So
I would like to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger say Azguldan Azmadan.
Azguldan Azmadan, get to the chopper.
Yes.
There is a 25% XP boost event, which started on the 21st, goes through the 29th. Get into heroes, level up 25% faster. Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Week of Tuesday, February 24th. February 24th. Come on, show note writer. What are you doing here? March. PhD
it's
candidate.
May. It's not February. It's May.
It's May. Exactly. Free heroes this week. We've got Anubarak, Arthas, Kerrigan, Malfurion, Vala, Nazebo, after you have reached player level 12, and Thrall, after you have reached player level 15. Now we get into the awesomeness. Now we get into the skins and mounts. Kaylee, tell us all the awesome that is coming.
Well, spoiler alert for our new champion section. We don't know we talked about it before, but Sylvanas went live. As of today.
As of right now.
Yeah. And let me tell you, everybody and their mother is playing Flippin' Sylvanas.
Yeah, I guess who already bought her? This guy.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Yeah. So well, I had a lot of gold, people so. Playing Sylvanas. And she can put out a decent amount of flippin' damage, man.
Yeah, nice. I haven't got a chance to play with her yet.
She can stun lock you pretty hard and then nuke you down, and it sucks. Like, that happened to me, and I was like, why? Why do you do this, Sylvanas?
But anyway. My God, why?
So, of course, they released her master skin.
Which looks amazing.
Yes.
Blizzard, our team, once again, rocking it hard.
Yes, and my personal favorite new skin is Funny Bunny Murky.
This is so cool.
Obviously Easter themed. It's super adorable. It's so it has like peeps in the background. I know.
Peeps, so which cute. Are manufactured about 45 minutes from my house. Boom. That just happened.
And actually, like, if anybody plays League of Legends, we're thinking Murky is the new Teemo. Like, it feels like they're turning him into Teemo, where he has like 1,000 cutesy skins and all the cutesy skins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, also, I mean, we'll see as the Heroes tournaments go on if there are a million Murky hats like there are a million Teemo hats.
Oh, I would wear a Murky hat.
Yeah.
I would rock a Murky hat.
Well, you have a little Murloc hanging out in your Batman mask right behind you. So.
I do, but yeah. If I put it on my head, it'll just go... But I actually saw in gameplay this week a lot of really amazing Murky players who tore up their lanes. So I'm starting to see some real skill go into that.
Hero. Yeah. There's definitely been some better Murky players emerging. The chat room is saying, thank God, no more Murky on the free rotation. I can kind of agree with that because there is a decided difference between a good Murky and a bad Murky. Like, is a huge difference there. Some of the heroes that spread, that bar graph is not quite so drastic. You know what I mean? But the spread between a good Murky and a bad Murky is like the distance between Philadelphia and Anaheim. It's big. Wow, yeah. Did you hear that?
I did. Ping, ping, ping. Oh, and light. So Finless definitely called this awesome mount. They are coming soon. I think it's coming soon. It has not yet. The right. Mechano Spider Mount.
This is Finn's mount. He called it.
So mount.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So awesome.
Proof that Blizzard listens to the show. Actually, we know they do because they've told us, but they listen to us.
Blizzard watched Wild Wild West
with Will Smith and Will Smith. Yes, that's and Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, Spider.
In the Wild Wild West. Yes.
So
not such a good movie, but hey.
No.
Mechanical Spider.
They also have Ironside Direwolf. I'm kind of sick of seeing wolf mounts. There's like 100 wolf mounts. Like, can we just stop with the wolf mounts? Like,
but it's so good.
But people want to collect things, and people want to collect all the wolf mounts.
So make it a different type of mount.
I would like to see some more, some variation there. That's a good point. It is really cool, though.
Yes.
I think you should be able to change mounts when you're in your well.
Yes, that would be good.
Instead of having to pick one, for, like, have be able to get, when you go to your well, you'd be able to just change.
Right.
That would be pretty amazing. And last but not least, I don't know if you guys could tell, but Mechtastar, which is like, what do they call it, a legendary or
legendary skin? Legendary skin.
Yes.
It's the second legendary
skin. Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Ultimate. But it looks amazing, and he's like a transformer. He turns into a jet plane, and it like could not be any cooler. So
it's so cool.
Yes,
it's so Transformers. It's
they have their own special new set of sound effects and everything. It is so.
It's like but the anime Robotech.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's Robotech.
It's Robotech, not Transformers. It's all Robotech-y.
Yes, and that now makes Tassadar
of the mechanical stuff.
So yes, I'm trying to find the whole clip. It's what's his name? It's Kevin Kline yelling at Will Smith, saying that he's the master of the mechanical stuff. I'm trying to find the whole thing. Hold on.
But while Will's looking with YouTube for that. There's a really great video that Blizzard put together that shows all of these skins and mounts that is going to be in the post for the show. So check it out.
Yeesh.
Woo-hoo.
Should I stop watching this video? Is that what you're telling me?
Probably.
But I want to get to that point where he yells about being the master of the mechanical stuff. It's so good. All right, pause. All right. yeah, these all look amazing. I love them. The Mechtastar especially. I love that they included Archon mode, that has its own thing to it now in the Mechtastar.
That is sick.
It's so sick. Oh, it's so good. I love it. Really, really cool. So links in the show notes. Next up, we've got esports and tournaments. As we've mentioned before, Heroes of the Dorm team registration only open until March 26th. It is currently March 24th. I am going to try to post this episode tomorrow, the 25th. It may go up the 26th, though, which is the normal day. Usually I put it out on Thursday. That'll be the 26th. So hopefully you're listening live, or I am able to post this tomorrow. We shall see. But if you have, again, everybody on the team must be in the same school. That's a big one. You can't be a virtual team. You can't have a buddy that goes to, you know, Arizona State and you go to Carnegie Mellon. I am loopy. You know, your buddy's at FSU.
Carnegie Mulligan.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, is he calling a mulligan?
Mulligan. Right? Like, you must be in, literally, it's not, you don't have to be in the same dorm, but you have to go to the same school. So that is the one thing. Which actually is funny because Adam was talking about he needs to find some more people that go to University of Phoenix. I was like, it's funny you should mention that. I'm actually thinking about re-enrolling in class so I can A, finish my degree, and B, defer my student loans because I can't afford to pay them at the moment. So if I can get that set up by March 26th, maybe I can get on the team with Adam. I don't know if you got three other guys, though. People, I should say, not guys. Anyway. So yeah, do that. Here's the storm. Heroes of the Dorm, which is going to be a tournament that allows you to win money for college tuition, which is very cool. It's a lot of money, too. It's a big prize. They basically pay your college tuition, essentially.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, how many millions of people are completely drowning in student loan debt? I'm sure I don't have to remind you of that, right, Kelly? You would know a little thing or two about that? So yes. All right. Let's move over to new heroes because we have a very specific new hero to talk about. Who is it? Kelly, tell us. Who is it?
Lady Sylvanas, of course.
Yes, it is. Sylvanas Windrunner. She's amazing. You've got to watch the intro trailer. It's so good. It's so freaking good. I will say this. I am disappointed in only one thing. I was hoping that Blizzard would have Michelle Moreau do the voiceover.
Because
I mean, Michelle Moreau is the living embodiment of Sylvanas Windrunner, and that would just be absolutely amazing. And she's awesome. I love Michelle. She's great. I've had the very dear, you know, the pleasure of having her on a few shows. I actually met her in person at BlizzCon, not last year, the year before. I got a chance to talk to her and hang out for a little bit. That would have been cool if it was her voicing Sylvanas, but that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. But it would have been cool. So have you played her? Played her, Kaylee? Or
no, did you do, like, try mode? I'm waiting for her to go.
Okay.
Probably on sale. Okay. And then I'll buy her.
Yeah, the only reason I bought her is because I was sitting on 30k gold, and I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, 28k.
Yeah, I'll just buy it. It still leaves me my 10k from when I finally get Tyrael to level 10, which has still not happened. He's like, he's so close. He's like almost there. It's like,
yeah, but now you go up past level 10.
Yeah, but yeah, I still need to unlock his master skin. And there are some other people now I'm realizing I do want to buy. And it's like, oh, do I wait and save that 5K gold? But I can't. I'm an impulse buyer. And I had the gold, so I bought her. And I'm happy about it. And I can't wait to play her. And just calling it because it's shotgun rules. Call dibs on Sylvanas for a match tonight. Oh, shotgun rules.
I don't own her yet.
So shotgun rules apply. That's okay. Shotgun rules apply.
Go right ahead.
This is, of course, Lady Sylvanas week. Sylvanas week. Lady Sylvanas, what are the, is it Lady Sylvanas, Sylvanas? I've seen her listed as Lady Sylvanas, Sylvanas, and Sylvanas Windrunner in different places.
She is Sylvanas the Banshee Queen.
Yeah, she's not Sylvanas Windrunner anymore.
Okay.
Although it does say Sylvanas Windrunner the Banshee Queen.
Right.
So yeah. I guess it is.
I don't even know.
Thing, it actually just says Sylvanas.
I guess we'll have to wait and see when a player goes AFK and it switches to bot mode what the AI is called.
Probably just Sylvanas.
No, I capped some images, actually. It is just Sylvanas in the store. So, but I have seen it listed a few different ways. So that's cool. Let's move right into patch notes. Why not? Have you guys logged in to see them? The new UI?
Oh my god, it's so...
It's freaking beautiful.
I did see the new UI, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
There is this, there's no way to describe it in words to make you actually appreciate it, but when you first hit your hero select screen, there's this rippling of the tiles where it goes like into the background, and then there's like two planets back there, like very, what was that guy's name? Martin Sheen in Mass Effect. Elusive Man, his office where he's sitting there and he's got the view of the planet behind him. Like it invoked that, which, by the way, when Mass Effect 4 comes out, don't even bother talking to me for like a month. I'm just saying, when Mass Effect 4 launches, I don't exist for a month. Just saying. But yes, the new UI is gorgeous. It's absolutely amazing. They went back to...
Oh, I forgot something I was playing.
Oh.
I played Final Fantasy Type-0 on my PS4.
Oh, how is that? Is it good?
It's good. It's really weird, but it's good.
That is Intrusive Man. You like that? The chat room likes intrusive that. I called him in the Intrusive Man. He is intrusive.
I'm the Intrusive Man.
no spoilers, but he is a little bit intrusive upon your space. And there's a lot of space.
So anyway, yeah, Type-0 is fine.
Type-0? Okay.
And I won a Xbox One in Vegas.
Did you really?
Nice.
I did. I don't have, my son has one. I didn't have one yet. And I was going to buy one. And then at the conference, wait,
so this is an extra Xbox One?
An actual Xbox One.
But an extra one. Because you already had one. You already had one in the house.
My son had one.
So maybe there should be a shipping label applied to that that says, like, to Philadelphia with love.
And no, damn. I looked. It didn't say that. It said,
darn it.
Hey, here you go. So, yeah, I was sitting there. It was the last thing they were giving away. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win. Because it was just like a raffle. They're pulling things out of a little basket.
I never win raffles. And, ever.
Yeah, I don't either. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like half asleep because I'm tired. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, that's my name.
Wait, what?
No, what did I win?
They said Finless. What did I win?
Holy crap. Yeah, like Finless.
Who's this guy?
So that was cool. So nice. I luckily brought my big duffel bag. If you remember what I brought to BlizzCon before, the big duffel bag I have.
Right.
And I just had clothes in there, so I had plenty of room for the Xbox.
I was gonna say we just threw out your clothes and
just stuffed it in. Yeah, just throw the clothes.
Just throw the clothes. It's great.
So I just stuffed it in there and
nice.
It was easy. So good anyway, for you. I forgot that I played Type-0, so I haven't set it up yet because I haven't had a chance.
Okay. Nice. Very very nice. Team League went live. Awesome. We mentioned this earlier that I might be creating a Smurf account.
I need a team.
So I can goof off and, you know, in team league play and not, you know, get mad at myself.
If we can't get your mom's a team, then we need to get
I'm so okay with that name.
Your mom.
Yes. Or team your mom or something.
Team your mom.
Your mom. I'm sure it's flipping taken.
Team I blame Tassadar. I like it. Kaylee, well, what do you have in here about Uther? Because this scares me, and I didn't actually see this.
Oh, everybody on the forums has been going on about how they nerfed Uther into the ground.
That's not good.
Patch. Well, they basically just took away all his damage, but he can still heal like a mofo. So it's not, in my opinion, really
removed
a nerf.
They removed Burning Rage. They removed Sprint. They added Block at level 1. They added Amplified Healing at level 4. They added a new talent, Holy Fire. New talent, 16, Benediction. Basic attack, Hammer of the Lightbringer. Mana restored, per hit increased. Eternal Devotion trait. They removed Holy Devotion.
Yeah, they basically changed the Eternal Devotion significantly. And upped his healing. So he's really just like... But I mean,
Holy Light range has been decreased significantly.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not necessarily going to nerf him into oblivion. I mean, they're saying he's unplayable right now, and I don't agree with that.
I've never used Burning Rage on him. I have used Sprint. I would never use Block. Amplified Healing is good. I like that. Holy Fire. Yeah. Benediction activate to... Benediction at level 16, activate to reduce the cost of the next basic ability cast by 50 mana and its cooldown by 10 seconds. That's interesting, actually. I don't mind that. Basic attack, Hammer of the Lightbringer, mana restored per hit increase from 5 to 8. Okay. His trait, Eternal Devotion, Holy Devotion talent removed. The functionality of his trait has been changed significantly. Uther can no longer use his basic attack or his abilities while in Eternal Devotion form. Instead, Uther gains a new ability while in Eternal Devotion form, Flash of Light. Heal an ally for 81 plus 22.5 per level health, 1.5 second cooldown. Huh.
Level 20 talent is pretty awesome, though. Redemption.
After Eternal Devotion ends, Uther will resurrect at the location of his spirit with 50% health. This effect has a 180-second cooldown. Wow, that's interesting. That's almost a comeback of Resurrection of the Storm, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit, except you're at 50%.
Except you're at 50% health.
And it's only like one guy, and it's not as important because you can't just keep using it.
Right. Yeah, 180 second cooldown. It's 3-minute cooldown. That's interesting. Okay. So you'll only be able to heal. See that? I have to change my playstyle with Uther a lot because I will say this. I will die a lot on Uther.
You stun a lot when you die.
Yes. But that's the thing. I always take out at least one more with me after my death. Always. At least one, if not two more. I've even had triple kills after dying on Uther because I time my death appropriately. I mean, I kamikaze into that so I can do that. I gotta stop doing that. And Uther's kind of my go-to in Hero League. Ooh, this is interesting. His Holy Light, his Q, his main heal has been decreased by 12.5%.
The range.
Don't like that. Protect the weak talent. I don't remember what that one does. Reach now increases the range of Holy Light and Flash of Light. Okay, that makes sense. Blessed Champion talent moved from level 1 to level 13. Functionality of talent chain. After casting the Holy Light, the next basic attack heals nearby. I never use this. For 30% of Holy Light's healing amount. Although I might have to now. Holy Shock, this was interesting. This was, you could actually change it so that your Q, your heal, could actually be used as a damage against your opponent. Moved from 16 to 13. Okay. In addition to his previous effects, Holy Shock now also reduces the cooldown of Holy Light by 4 seconds when it's used to deal damage. That I like. That's getting interesting. I like that they're playing with cooldown reduction and management of cooldowns and ways to kind of tweak that. That's kind of fun. I like that. Holy Radiance length reduced by 16%. Don't like that. I use Holy Radiance like a fiend. Boundless Conviction, new talent, level 4. Increase the length and width by 40%. All right, fine. So by level 4, you fix it. No problem. Hammer of Justice E, Dense Weight Stone. Oh, use that every time. That's removed. Okay. Rebuke, removed. Okay. Fist of Justice, move from 4 to 1. New talent at level 7, Burden of Guilt. After Hammer of Justice's stun fades, the target's move speed is slowed by 30% for 2 seconds. Well, that's interesting. I'll have to see what else is in level 7 to contend with that. Man, they really reworked Uther. Holy crap. Yeah,
he got a complete overhaul. And Divine Shield. Are complaining about it.
Let's see if this is even worthwhile now. Bulwark of Light, functionality has changed. Uther no longer gains a Divine Shield when using his talent. Now increases Divine Shield's duration by 2 seconds and reduces its cooldown by 20. So Uther doesn't get to use his own... I don't like ultis that don't affect your hero. That bothers me. Divine Shield was barely used to begin with, so taking it away from him as well, I don't like that. It's like Tyrael's Sanctification. It gives your team...
No, that's the, if you get Bulwark of Light, that's an additional thing. And that basically turns off the ability for him to get the Divine Shield. The Divine Shield as a talent itself.
Oh, I misread that. You're right. Get it. Okay.
If you pick up Bulwark of Light, then you don't.
Right. Divine
that must Hurricane. Be the level 20 version of it.
Bonus to stun radius decreased from 100% to 50%. Gosh, there's a lot of nerf in there. Yeah. There's a lot of nerf and not a lot of buff. What? Oh my gosh. Did Greg Street get rehired at Blizzard? Because freaking paladins are getting nerfed again. What the hell?
Oh my gosh.
I thought he worked at Riot now.
I wish Joel could have heard you say that because that is.
He's nerfing paladins again. He doesn't even work there anymore. What the hell, Ghostcrawler? Oh, Gold darn it. Leave the paladins alone.
They rearranged Taranda also.
What's that? Oh, did they?
They moved Taranda stuff around a lot too. Got they did. Stuff, move things around.
Yeah. As always, the patch notes are very extensive and detailed. So check out the link on our site.
They increased her healing, which is good. Finally.
Her healing was really weak.
Her healing is actually useful.
It's okay. That's good. I mean,
and it went from went from 45 plus 10 to 60 plus 14, and ally healing went from 90 plus 20 to 120 plus 28.
Good.
Big upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, her healing was, nothing.
It was
at
she
best.
Could heal, but it wasn't like,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I actually, as Tyrael, I think it was just Tyrael. Just building his town a certain way, was able to out-heal a Taranda on my team.
Mm.
So. Stitches got a lot of changes. A couple others for Nazebo changed a little bit. Some very technical changes on Nazebo. You're going to want to read that. Pretty much everybody got some changes. Nothing too big. Some of them, a couple just minor things.
Yeah, I didn't figure I'd go over all that stuff. Yeah, it was really too much to go over. The spotlight of this, the I'm person who got the big overhaul was Uther. So.
Healing ward, this is interesting. Duration increased from 10 to 15 seconds. I like that. Heal amount reduced from 3% to 2% per second. But, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you get 15 seconds out of it instead of 10. So I could see that. That's a trade-off.
Oh, wow. The Nazebo's Gargantuan now does a lot more damage, like significantly more, but has a lot less health.
Right. Well,
his damage went from 35 plus 15 per level to 100 plus 20 per level.
Yeah.
But it dropped his health from 1400 plus 140 to 600 plus 220.
His health was ridiculous.
So his scale's better, but he scales better. So later in the game, he'll actually be more powerful.
Right.
He's scaling faster. Because he's scaling by 80 more per level. So.
Right.
It's a lot.
Hmm. Rainer's basic attack increased. By 1 per level. Okay, not huge. All right, yeah, a lot of changes there. So definitely check out the patch notes. We will have a link in our show notes as always. Unless you guys have anything else, move over to the community spotlight.
Just real quick on the UI, one thing I thought was cool is they moved the action bar that was at the bottom to the top. And now they have like one click add to party. It's kind of like faster, it seems.
Oh.
And then instead of clicking the top to change your hero, you click the hero.
Yeah, I saw that. That was
neat. Stuff,
but yeah, I like that.
I found it interesting that they went back to circles for the heroes instead of
the stuff.
Yeah, the hexagons.
Hexes. Yeah. Well, they moved everything else to circles. If you remember, like in the list of the heroes where they're showing the XP,
everything was the circle. Yeah,
they moved to circle,
and the circles are the now final on
when you
the
leave
portraits.
The thing. Everything's a circle for the XP and everything.
Right, you know. But you actually see that on their portrait now. I think it actually gives a little radius. It gives you like. You can just look and see where you are.
And
your
so
XP on that.
There's a lot more of that. So I think they moved from that big hex thing they were doing everywhere to being circles. And
there's still hexagons on the minimap, though, in game.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. They did put.
For now.
Yeah, for now. it's easier to see who the free heroes are because they put a little Hero of the Storm symbol on it instead of like just having a slightly different color variant to it, a little sheen, which is nice. Because
from what I heard, if you mouse over the guy, the heroes now, also you can see which universe they're from instead of having to know.
Nice. I mean, we all know, but that's nice. That's a cool change.
Not everybody knows.
Everybody knows, but this is true. Not everybody knows. Not everybody knows. This is true. All right, let's head over to Community Spotlight. Kaylee, why don't you start off talking about the blog.
So the community managers have been pretty awesome in the beta, doing a lot of like blog posts, and they compiled a list of some things that they've been reading from everybody, like consistently, like things that everybody is saying when they respond to blog posts or what they're talking on Twitter or whatever it might be. So a couple of the things that they went over were tighter matchmaking, which I 110% agree with. The matchmaking right now is kind of not great.
Nope.
And that's something that they did say that they're working on. They wanted us to know that, yes, we do hear your feedback and we are working on it. There's like a whole post about it.
Awesome.
If you want to read it. And then the next thing was improving performance. So I've noticed it too. I mean, Joel and I have pretty darn good computers, pretty current, and we have, you know, fiber internet, and we have issues in the game with lag spikes, with dropping load times, you know, so it's everybody is having those issues and they do know about that as well. It's something that they're continuing to work on. But remember, guys, we are in the beta. As pretty as the game is, we are still in the beta. So expect glitches, expect issues.
Right.
Don't beat up on them too bad.
No.
And then the third one was, they titled it, Let's Be Excellent to Each Other, which made me think of Bill and Ted.
Well, of course. Absolutely.
But they were addressing the issue of toxicity because people have been saying that even though Blizzard's goal was to make the game more team focused and et cetera, that there are still some people who are being quite nasty.
Yes.
So,
a lot.
You know, we've mentioned in previous shows a lot of the things that they're doing to combat that. They do have plans.
To each other.
Yes. and actually, even just at PAX East, Dustin Browder was talking about it. There's going to be a Mew Allies function. There's going to be clans, an individual rating system. They're exploring different ways to tackle it in the most effective way.
Awesome.
Yep. So that was basically the blog post. But if you'd like to read more in-depth answers, the link will be in the show notes.
They did mention clans specifically?
They did. Dustin did at PAX East.
Best believe there's going to be a Hotscast clan. Just saying. Yeah, we're going to start that up. That's going to be awesome because I'm starting to run out of room on my friends list, and I don't want to start having to unfriend people. But
I think I'm meeting so many there for like months and months.
Yeah. But like there's so many people that, you know, I've met through the show, you know, fans and whatnot. And I'd love for all of them to be on my friends list, but I'm running out of room. So this will be awesome. And we have an awesome community. We have an awesome listenership. And in fact, Here's a voicemail from just one awesome listener. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Michael Less here. You appreciate you putting me into your podcast. I love the fact that you guys couldn't figure out the time zone difference. It's roughly around about 13 hours, depending on whereabouts. I'm in Perth, so you can figure that out if you look it online. But great show. Keep it up, guys. And yeah, hopefully we can get some more Australian fans. I'm pushing everyone onto this show as quickly as I can. All right. Take care. Bye.
Nice. Love it. No, you do not. We actually happen to have Michael S. in the chat room with us right now. No, dude, you sounded great. Perth, you guys are in the future. You're awesome. Just the fact that people are listening to us in Australia is insane. That's so cool.
I like that people are listening to us, period.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. speaking of that, I do want to point out again, huge thanks to Blizzard for including us in the vote for best community podcast of 2014 in Heroes of the Storm. Really, really appreciate that. I will say congratulations to our friends. Here's the Nexus. They came in fourth. We did not pander as much as they did. They begged, borrowed, and stole for votes, as they should. No, I'm just kidding. They did. He said, like, he's like, I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. I was like reminding people. We didn't do that. So we didn't come in fourth, but that's okay.
I did and you
that.
Can only vote one time.
Well, not only could you only vote one time, there was a massive bug, especially at the beginning, that told you you already voted. And that was right within the time period of when we put it on the show, when we talked about it, and when you put it on Facebook. And we never reminded anybody after that, after they finally fixed the bug. And you got to remind people to do stuff like that. So no worries. It's okay. But, you know, congratulations to those guys. I mean, they have a fantastic show anyway. But just to be among that list was really awesome. We appreciate it, Blizz. You guys are fantastic. And thank you for including us. We were very, very happy to be included. So thank you.
I think we should pull an Al Gore and demand a recount.
No, right. Sure. Oh, I thought you were going to say we should pull an Al Gore and claim we invented the internet.
We could also blame Florida because everyone does that when elections.
Blame Florida. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, blame Florida. That's why we didn't win. I mean, it's all
exactly.
It is.
Hashtag blame Florida. that's going on the list. Hashtag blame Florida. Yeah. By the way, I still couldn't find my freaking notepad, so I'm using the back of an envelope.
I do that all the time. Junk mail. So, I'm like, oh, scratch paper. Sweet.
Well, actually, this wasn't junk mail. This was a card from my wife.
Oh, nice.
It's the envelope. I think this may have been the card that she gave me to tell me that she was pregnant. I can't remember. I don't know. It might have been. You're muted. I see your mouth moving, but.
Sorry. No, I was going
to
say.
You're trying to speak. Nothing happens. What's that?
I forgot that you're expecting it.
Yes. 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 And we find out the 22nd going for the ultrasound. And if it's a boy, his name will be Colin Xavier. And I'll be calling him Professor X.
Yes. I thought you said Con.
Nope, Colin.
Yeah, I realized that afterwards. And I was
no,
like,
not Con. No.
I was like, oh, well, that's.
Yes.
That must have taken a drunk conversation with your wife.
Yeah, exactly. we did get a new battleground in addition to a new hero. We got the Knife Fight in a Closet battleground. AKA Doom the Spider Queen. That's what Blizzard is calling it. Knife fight in a closet. Very close quarters. Tight map, not huge running space. Really stoked to play it. If we are like lucky beyond belief, we won't get Garden of Terror in our match tonight. Because every single time we stream after a podcast, we get Garden of Terror. It's not that Garden of Terror is a bad map. It's just that every single time we play after our podcast, we get Garden of Terror. So if we're lucky, we'll get Tomb of the Spider Queen. And I'll be playing Sylvanas because shotgun rules apply. Boom. What do you guys think on Tomb of the Spider Queen?
It's super fun.
Yeah. You stoked to be on a completely indoor map?
Yeah, it's really cool. That. And I'm always like, oh, can I mount? Because we're indoors.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that. Oh, wow, reference. I love it.
Yeah. I like the idea of the, it's kind of like, you I guess they took the mechanics are kind of a combination of the Booty Bay mechanics and a few other things, like so kind of mixed it up a bit. So you can't steal other people's gems, but you kill them and they drop, and you can keep the other people from picking them up.
Right. That is interesting.
So
yeah,
interesting. So you can't steal them and then go use them, but you know, you want to get as many as you can and go turn them in as quickly as possible so that you don't lose them. And then
so you won't get those
when you get 50,000 pings, spawns guys to go attack the other.
All right. You won't get those 5,000 pings on the map. Like get the coin, get the coin, get the coin. There's one coin. There's one coin there.
I was doing that earlier. There was like one or two rogue flowers for, you know.
And it's pinging it.
Seeds.
Seeds. Yeah. They're like sitting there and I'm like, hello, do you not see this bright blue color on the map? Like, the seed.
Yeah. It seems like it's combination of garden and Blackheart's Bay a little bit, you know, and that combination of, you know, you kill things to get the gems, which is kind of like killing things to get the seeds. And then you go turn them in to get you the ability to summon the thing to attack, which would be like Blackheart's Bay.
How dare you call it Blackheart's Bay?
It's Booty Bay.
It's Booty Bay.
It's Booty Bay.
All right. I almost kept seeing Booty Bay, and I figured I would change to the like.
Hold on. Threshold. This just in. Beep, 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 beep. Ready? Hold on.
Here we go. I don't know if the last one worked, so I'll try it again, but this is for Nerdy Char. Please don't play this on the show. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Enjoy. I'm so happy right now.
I didn't know he said not to play it on the show. I'm so sorry. I just saw it in the chat, and I figured, okay, I'll play it. I'm sorry. No, he's yelling at me. It was so good. I love it.
It was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
That was the best. Seriously. I'm like so happy.
No, dude, that was awesome.
The thing and make it a sound clip, just that part.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was so good. I love it. Oh my gosh. Good. That was great.
Don't worry. Maybe your fellow Australians might go, haha, but we all like it.
Yes.
Well, apparently they don't like him much down there anymore. What's his name? Paul Hogan. He's not very well liked from what I understand. no, you
do that. Send
I am ordering you. You must send us the Dingo Ate My Baby. You must send that. Yeah. But do it like Elaine.
I have an audio of somebody from Australia saying mobile.
Well, you do. You do. Yeah. Mobile.
I do from mobile. From TNB. I didn't have it loaded though. They still like him.
Joel
the Dingo Ate didn't eat their baby.
Top Gear, well, soon to be canceled Top Gear, and they always say aluminium frame.
Aluminium.
Like, oh my god, that's not a word. Why are you saying
I know he's here somewhere. Ellen.
Hey, this may be loud.
Have you seen my fiance?
Hold on.
He's upstairs. Are you going upstairs? Tell my fiance I'm looking for him. I have lost my fiance, the poor baby.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Mobile.
That's how they say cell phone.
Yes. Mobile. And who was that? Was that
That was McTacky.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, you need to send me the how you say mobile.
I was thinking it was Nomageddon.
So he did it. No, Nomageddon was the one who sent five.
The five. Oh yeah, that's right. Five. Yes. Five.
I don't know. I pretty much just call them phones now because, like, I don't have a landline. I don't know many people left who still do. So I'm like, I got to make a call on my phone. Like,
yeah. I mean, I specify, like, when I'm leaving a voicemail for somebody for work, like, I'll give my office phone and my mobile phone. And I don't call it a cell phone because it's not phone. It's not cellular.
Yeah, I don't have cell phones anymore.
Right. No. It's not cellular technology any longer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the CDMA ones are.
Well, yeah, Verizon. Verizon Cellular, because they use old Yiddish CDMA. So.
Well, except that.
Don't be talking smack about my shit.
And you have to buzz out what you just said.
Oh, crap, you're right. Darn it. Whatever minutes. Freddy Fret 58.
Okay,
The farty CDMA.
Freddy Fret CDMA. Yes. All right. Last section. Where are my show notes? Too many tabs open.
The last section says the same thing as the section before it.
No, it doesn't. Oh, yes, it does, because it never changed it. Oh, I meant to go back and look up their names. Gosh darn it, son of a jackal. No, I really need to look up their names. Hold on. I need to log in the game, because I told them specifically I would mention them by name. So now I got to launch BattleNet, go into game. You're going to hear my game sounds. It's all right, people. It's okay. Son of a jackal.
That's the name of our team.
Son of a jackal. Do you know what that's from? Actually, here's a pop quiz. What's that from? Son of a jackal. There's a character in a movie who calls someone a son of a jackal. And I've said it ever since.
It's also a 2007 album by Legion.
You can't look it up. Damn. That's cheating. Wow, this is wrecking my audio. Didn't say anything else.
I'm just telling you what it was.
Okay, so here's the epic whim. This was with myself, Kale, Elcry, Kirby, and Maimu. Okay, those are people on my team. I'm 99% sure this is the folks I was playing with when I had this happen. Gosh, I hope I get that right, because I told them I would talk about them on the show. I hope this is the right replay that I saved. I don't think it was this one.
Didn't they say that in Aladdin?
Yes, it's from Aladdin. Thank you. Okay. You got it right.
That's what I thought it was.
What part of Aladdin?
Right. Aladdin calls
son of a jackal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Aladdin calls Jafar son of a jackal. Two-Face son of a jackal. Okay, so those folks, we were in a haunted mines.
Vincent Minucci has gone offline.
Yes, I have, because I need to finish the show. We were in a haunted mines map, the haunted mines battleground, and we came back. We had 7% left on our, help me out. I'm not feeling too well. Seriously, you need to help me out.
Core.
Thank you. The only thing that was coming to my head was castle. We had 7% left on our castle. We had 7% on our on our core, and they had 100%, and we actually successfully defended them off from even the Trebs. Like we were rotating off, hearthing back to kill off the waves, and we got a quad kill. They foolishly went down into the mines to try to pick up skulls, and we blitzkrieged their core and won 7% to zero. And we were just losing our heads. It was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. I was playing Settlers, not Heroes. Yes. Settlers of Catan. Yeah. It was such an incredible win. Like, basically, we were just like, GG, you know, good playing with you guys. And then they failed that push. And so we're going, well, all right, let's keep going. And it was a good 4 or 5 minutes till we actually ended the game after that. And like, we were just running nonstop. We're like, we still got this. We still got this. Keep going. And the one guy, I think it was Maimu, who was playing Murky, he's like, I hate Murky. This is the first time I've ever played him. And, it was crazy. And at the end, we just were screaming. We were all like so thrilled. And of course, everybody got invited in a group. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have to go to work. I wish I could keep playing, but it was an early morning match. I'm like, I have to leave for work. But that was cool. And I wanted to give a shout out to all those folks, because I did say this is going into the epic win section on the podcast. I gave them, you know, the website and everything. So I hope you guys are listening. It was awesome playing with you. Hope to play with you again. That's all for the show, unless you guys have something else. Anything?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Excellent.
Negative.
Let's wrap this puppy up and get in game. You can follow the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rillandoon. Kaylee is at NerdyChar, and Mike is at Fimless. Head to the show's homepage at Hotscast.com for links to our Facebook, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, and more. You can email the show directly at Hotscast@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail, as we have been so inclined to show you by going to the website, and a little button thingy, cool little widgety thingy pops up on the right, and it says send a voicemail, and it works. We've shown that it works. It works all the way from Perth. You can call from the future, and it still works.
Did you call it a widgety?
Yes, I called it a widgety.
You did.
Don't judge me.
At least you didn't call it a
widgety. Don't judge me. I'm on cold medicine. for all the purposes you could possibly think of that relate to a podcast, not purposes, I meant to say services, we can be found as HotsCast. If we cannot, let us know. Again, thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the kind words. We do still have some beta keys left. So if you need one, let us know. It is a widgety. Yes,
I
chat
have
room.
Four
widgety.
Of my own.
We Mike and I got four for our team, but we do have some for porpoises. Yes, chat room. Porpoises.
We have
you guys are killing
we have
me.
Keys for porpoises. Hey, the porpoises would like porpoises. A key.
Yes.
Just blow it out your hole.
Blow hole. I
don't know. Are we doing something?
We are a proud member of Catalyst Gaming Media, a division of D20 Crit Alliance. Check out d20crit.com for more. All kinds of crazy cool shows like Twist Another Blogcast, Charred Hearts, Geek or Die, Heroes of the Nexus, Frozen Nerds, Azeroth Pirate Radio, The Sundering. So many. There's so many. Can't even name all of them. Monk Meditation. Oh my gosh. It is just, it's insane what we're doing with this network. The network is growing. It's blowing up. It's awesome. It's amazing. We've got official tie-ins with Jinx now. Like, it's just, it's insanity, guys. So check out d20crit.com and listen to all the shows, because all three of us now have at least two shows on the network, and all three of us will probably have more at some point. So yeah, it's awesome. If you're in the chat room, keep hanging out. We are about to get in game. If you want to play with us, let us know. I don't know if you can play from Australia onto the North American servers. I think we were talking about that before, but if you can, awesome. If not, jump in next time, whatever. I'm getting kooky now. I can't even talk. Let's end it. So you want to help out the show? Leave us a review on iTunes, on Stitcher, wherever it is you download and subscribe. That helps us out. Helps us out in the rankings. And we appreciate it. So until next time, folks, never stop asking yourself that question. Who is your hero? Cheers.
Oh, shit.
Nuclear launch detected.
Yeesh.
Hi, guys.
I rolled a 20.
I said yes too early.
Oh, you pre-yeshed.
I pre-yeshed. Show title.
Write that one down too.
That sounds pre-yeshed. Like a Jewish way to pre-yeshed. Say something
show
without saying
title.
It.
Show title. Pre-yeshed.
You pre-yeshed.